Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast going to be generally cloudy today with a chance for maybe some afternoon showers and scattered thunderstorms. We'll have a high again around 78 degrees. In Kenosha at this hour, it's 67, 58 in Burlington, Milwaukee 66, and it is 68 degrees in Racine. The Racine County Board supports hiring a broker to see what the Ridgewood Care Center might be worth to a private operator and to solicit offers, but the resolution specifies to only gather additional information to ensure the sustainability of the nursing home. Board Vice Chair Pamela Zenner-Richards saying the word possible just further delineates what we are doing.
By doing this, we are doing our job. We are doing what we need to do. We are gathering information so that we can make a good decision. And believe me, all of us care about Ridgewood. We value Ridgewood. We value the staff. And we don't take this lightly.
Supervisor Bob Miller, who has spoken out strongly against a sale, said he understands the need to get information through a broker.
Over its history, Ridgewood has had an impact, I would say easily, of over 100,000 Racine County residents. We have to be very careful of honoring that and making sure it continues. And who are the people who are served? They are the poor, the elderly, and the vulnerable.
One of two citizen comments about Ridgewood coming from Mary Kaboski. She urged a referendum and consideration of the new owners of maybe All Saints Hospital.
Many, many people may have to look to the future and say, well, so-and-so will have to go into that nursing home. So that's something that we should all have something to say about. If after a referendum, then it's decided that we have to sell it, then my recommendation is that we would consider Ascension Health.
The vote to hire a broker for the marketing of Ridgewood was unanimous. Several businesses, including Regency Mall and the Target store just to the east, lost power around 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. There was a car that hit a ground-mounted transformer at Durand and Roosevelt Avenues, that following an accident at that intersection. We Energy's Brian Manthe said that most of the affected 300-plus customers were back online within about 90 minutes, crews first rerouting power to the area so as to then fix the problem. A generator, though, was needed for the Target store until that transformer could be repaired. A law enforcement operation to round up drug dealers in Kenosha County resulted in a total of 142 criminal charges against nearly 40 people. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff with details.
Dubbed Operation Smackdown, members of the Kenosha Drug Operations Group, along with members of the Kenosha Sheriff's Department Tactical Response Team, Kenosha Police Department, Racine County Sheriff SWAT Team, and the Racine County Metro Drug Unit, and other agencies, conducted a two-day sweep. At the end of the day Friday, 17 people had been taken into custody on various drug-related charges. As of yesterday, 39 people were in custody. Numerous prescription drugs, along with heroin, cocaine, marijuana, and mushrooms were seized, along with 7 guns, one of them stolen, 4 motor vehicles, and more than $40,000 in cash. The goal of the operation, according to a KDOG news release, was to impede the sale of heroin and opiates, reduce heroin overdose deaths, and reduce the violence associated with drug trafficking. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Soon-to-be-demolished homes and other buildings at the southeast corner of Spring Street and Highway 31 will first be used for training. Firefighters from Mount Pleasant, Caledonia, and Racine, along with law enforcement, including the Racine Police Department.
Anytime our officers, let's say if one of the officers were injured, they would still be in this. It's a liability for the city to do that training. So whether it's a mutual aid request or we're training in that facility, it's just appropriate to come before the governing body to say, we're going to be in this atmosphere conducting training. That way, if an accident happened, then we wouldn't be debating with the Mount Pleasant authorities relative to who's responsible.
Chief Art Howell telling the Public Safety and Licensing Committee this would be tactical training. The Wilcom property, as it's known, previously approved for firefighter training. Earlier this week, specialized training taking place for all Racine County law enforcement. Chief Howell noting that it was related to this being a political year and the potential for visits by candidates and other related officials. Four members of a well-known Lake Geneva family who had not been seen for a couple of weeks were found safe in Georgia. Real estate agent Micheline Melgus and her three sons last seen when she rented a van May the 9th in Lake Bluff, Illinois. That van showed up at a company in Plano, Texas 4 days later. Family, though, had not been heard from since police until they tracked him down in Georgia. Now, there was concern fueled by reports of a custody dispute between Melgus and the boy's father. Lake Geneva police posting on their Facebook page, more information will be released at what they call the appropriate time. General Motors offering up compensation for overstating the fuel economy on crossover vehicles. Owners to receive letters in the mail starting today. And there's a fake Kohl's coupon circulating on social media for $75 off any purchase of $80 or more. Signs that it isn't real include a reference to the company's 56th anniversary. Kohl's first started as a supermarket 70 years ago, and the URL on the coupon does not say Kohl's.com, but rather Kohl's.com-customer.com. Don't try to use it. The state of Racine County is good, growing, and evolving, and while being a good steward of tax dollars, delivering needed services, and forging a vision for the future are key elements to success, County Executive Jonathan Delagrave suggested action speaks louder than words during his State of the County address.
As County Executive, I meet with business and community leaders who share the commitment to make Racine County a great place to live, work, and to visit. Part of my job is just simply getting out of the way of these motivated leaders so they can get on with the business of creating success. In part, this means continuing our partnership with RCEDC to promote business expansion and new economic opportunities.
Noting that marketing feedback says the public lacks knowledge of what the county actually offers, Delagrave said new branding efforts are underway.
Racine County will officially launch its new website, racinecounty.com, this summer. It incorporates a fresh look, improves navigation, includes new interactive tools, is mobile friendly, and contains content that is easy to understand. This new website welcomes residents, businesses, and visitors to engage with Racine County.
Delagrave mentioning Human Services facing a potentially devastating flood recently at the Dennis Kornwolf building on Taylor Avenue, and Director Hope Otto's personal struggle with breast cancer diagnosis. He also talked about dramatic number swings in behavioral mental health and crisis services, improved technology to help offer county services, improved parks, Reef Point Marina's successful growth, a continued AA1 bond rating, a healthy fund balance, and no tax increase for the past 6 years. A process that began back in January and included some rather lengthy discussions finally came to an end last night in Kenosha with approval of the latest version of the employee handbook for the Unified School District and its employees. School board members in the past have painstakingly combed through each section of that document. Last night, the only provision that was questioned, one that required bereavement leave to be on consecutive days and that proof of death be provided. A suggestion that the consecutive day requirement be eliminated may be taken up at a later date. Superintendent Sue Savaglio-Jarvis says the board can revisit the handbook at any point.
I mean, any point in time, we've learned over working with handbooks that even after you approve it, something might come up in the next couple days or month. Then what we do is we add it to a rolling list, and then that list is reviewed again. So it's part of the process.
The employee handbook approved unanimously. The right-to-work law back in play for Wisconsin after an order by the District 3 Court of Appeals, the order reversing a Dane County judge who had ruled the law was unconstitutional because it took property from unions without compensation. Appeals are still pending, but while the case is going through the legal system, Wisconsin's right-to-work law has been reinstated. And ABC News says senior-level Trump campaign sources are confirming House Speaker Paul Ryan will endorse the billionaire businessman. Trump and Ryan got together last week, more than a week after Ryan, during an appearance in Burlington, said he wasn't there yet on endorsing Trump. No word on just when Speaker Ryan might make the official announcement. His schedule today does call for a briefing on the House GOP agenda. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. And at WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.